Mr. Peary, thank you for joining me today.
It's a pleasure.
What projects are included in this program?
There are actually two separate projects that make the program. One is smallholder livestock support project, and the other one is smallholder irrigation project. And together, they're meant to increase smallholder production and lead to commercialization of agriculture in Zimbabwe.
What is the overall aim of the program?
The overall aim of the program is to support livestock farmers' increased production of their livestock, which should be free from disease and which can spur the market for livestock products, livestock and livestock products, both in the areas in which we target, but as well as further afield. The irrigation project, on the other hand, is aiming at rehabilitating irrigation schemes that have remained non-functional for some time, as well as create new possible schemes. The issue is that livestock is very important in Matabele and North, where farmers normally practice mixed crop and livestock farming. The province has generally very low, lower than average rainfall. So we think that by enhancing livestock, it will contribute directly, not only to incomes, but to their food security.
When you mentioned the irrigation systems earlier, you said many of them are inactive.
Yes.
Why is that?
In Manicaland and Matabele and South provinces, where we are targeting the irrigation program, there generally the irrigation canals have been blocked, and sometimes due to financial problems, the irrigation infrastructure itself has not been repaired. And our aim is to rehabilitate that and also create new infrastructure for irrigation. Once that is done, we expect that there's going to be increased crop production, but also greater commercialization of agriculture in Zimbabwe in general.
Who will benefit from this initiative?
The smallholder irrigation project is targeting some 40,000 households in two districts in Matabeleland North province of Zimbabwe, while the smallholder irrigation project is targeting 20 irrigation schemes covering close to 1,000 hectares in Manicaland and Matabeleland South provinces. We expect that 2,000 households will benefit directly from the smallholder irrigation project, while a further 6,000 households will benefit indirectly. These regions are characterized by very low or erratic rainfall, which affects both livestock, in the case of Matabele and North, as well as crop production in the area of where the irrigation project is.
How important are livestock and irrigation systems to the agricultural sector in Zimbabwe?
In this particular area, it's more important because of low rainfall. Crop production doesn't do very well, particularly in Matabele and South as well as Matabele and North. The main source of livelihood is actually livestock. But currently, the livestock is usually kept in numbers rather than quality. And the project will hope to improve the quality of the animals so that when they're sold on the market, they fetch a higher price than their current livestock do.
When you mentioned the irrigation systems earlier, you said many of them are inactive.
Yes.
Why is that?
There are a number of factors, one of which is the cost of repairing irrigation infrastructure. That's one. Secondly, there are blocked canals because of irritation. Thirdly, there's erratic power supply, which makes it very difficult for farmers to utilize the irrigation infrastructure fully. And then the catchment areas around where the irrigation is taking place, some of them have been deforested, leading to siltation of the canals.
Why did FAO, the EU, and the Zimbabwean government feel it was beneficial to partner on these projects?
This is actually a natural partnership. This is a continuation of partnerships that we have had over years here in Zimbabwe. First, let me say that globally, the EU is the biggest resource partner for FAO. Zimbabwe has therefore had a number of projects on agriculture funded by EU and managed by FAO. EU brings to the table the resources. FAO brings to the table the technical assistance, the technical knowledge, the technical know-how, best practice from other countries around the world on the same subject. And of course, Zimbabwe is the host. Our work as FAO, as well as the EU, is to support a government in its priorities. And this is one of its priorities.